infestation comparable to what New York City is experiencing. Mark Carlson, Rosemont, Illinois.
A spokesman for Nevada Governor Jim Gibbons says the Republican has been taken to a Reno hospital after being thrown from a horse at a ranch. The governor's press secretary tells the Reno Gazette-Journal that the extent of Gibbons' injuries isn't clear, but the 65-year-old governor was moving his arms and legs and was coherent and alert. Gibbons was helping break a young horse at a ranch north of Pyramid Lake and was thrown from the horse around 4:30 p.m. Tuesday. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have Barry Shamish. Before we get to Barry, I just want to mention, just this last week, the Obama administration has announced that, of course, the recession is over, everything is great, and we notice that Larry Summers is leaving the administration. We know that he's one of the financial advisors of the president. We notice the head of the budget office has left. We know other financial leaders have left. Why? Because they know the whole system is coming down. They're simply lying to you when they tell you the recession is over. Go back, study history. I mean, President Wilson ran in 1916 under the promise he kept us out of war. He kept us out of war, and he will keep us out of war. All the time, they were planning on taking us into World War One. President Roosevelt ran in 1940 saying, I hate war. Illinois hates war. Even Little Falla hates war. I promise you no American boy will ever fight on foreign soil. And he was lying. And President Obama is lying when he tells us the recession is over. Gold hit almost $1,300 an ounce this morning. It was $1,297. It's going up like a skyrocket. They know something big is afoot. They're trying to keep things together through the elections so the Democrats can maintain their control. We're living in very, very dangerous times. But not only dangerous times here, but very dangerous things are unfolding in the Near East and certainly in the Middle East. With that as the background, let's go to Barry Shamish. He's an investigative reporter. He did such a good job that he had to leave Israel and come to the United States because, of course, his life was in danger. Good morning, Barry.
Yeah, good morning. I suppose you got my recent article.
Yes, I did.
All right.
Very good, as always.
Thank you. So I'm not going to talk about the article we've done enough of that, but there's a really an unusual week for for paranoid phobias. Barack has, well, he's a defense minister, of course. He has asked that a book be banned, which is always of interest to me. I went through little bits of what happens when the government doesn't like a book. Ehud Olmert, the former prime minister, wrote a book, and a couple of chapters or sections have appeared in Yediot Ahronot, a newspaper, and Barack wants the book banned.
A book by the former prime minister of Israel?
Yes.
Well, what is in this book that is so explosive that they don't want the Israeli people to know? And isn't Israel an open society where people have the freedom to know what they want, what the truth is?
Oh, no. It has a state censor, and publishers are supposed to submit everything to the state censor before they publish.
Do they, really?
It's not all that 100% free. Now, look, the book, what Barack is worried about is that Olmert didn't like him, and they feuded a bit, and who knows what Olmert could write about Barack. So as defense minister, he's in a position to ban the book. And he turned there, well, there's a ministerial committee that's in charge of state secrets, which all three members, well, they're not book critics. I mean, that's putting it mildly, but Ehud Barak is on this committee, and he's using his power to ban this book. Now, look, books can get out in Israel if you really don't care about the apparatus that runs the place. You don't give it to the state censor and you publish it, and then they try and shut you up afterwards. My book, Who Murdered Rabin, was banned on the Knesset floor. The member of Knesset was Ophir Pinas. From the floor of the Knesset, he ordered all bookstores in Israel not to sell it.
Well, did the bookstores sell it anyway?
Oh, by the next week, it was number two in the country. I can't thank him enough for that. I mean, there was a big ruckus, and the book chain in Israel, Stymatsky, that's the Barnes & Noble of Israel, they agreed initially not to carry the book, and then they had so much public protest and people swearing they'd never shop there again, and that they reversed it. They, after a lot of work, they ended up buying books. But the government banned my book after it was published, which again is a very stupid thing to do. The book might have died if it wasn't banned. But I mean, it really, the publicity alone was worth the insult of being banned. There's another of the, oh, this, I had it rough, and really rough over one book. But there was an author, and his name was Yuri Nudelman. He came to my house and told me the whole story of Sharansky Unmasked. That's the name of his book. It's in Hebrew, Russian, and English. Actually, I don't even know if it is in English. It doesn't matter. The point is Sharansky sued him, and, Sharansky had no witnesses. Oh, by the way, you know that Sharansky, well, right now he's head of something called the Jewish Agency, but he wrote a book that President Bush said inspired him to attack Iraq. I'm not. You might have lost who Sharansky is, but they tried to make him a very, very big figure.
Well, who and is Sharansky? I really don't know. I know the name, but I don't know why he's important.
Well, he was released from Russia in a spy deal and supposedly was the head of the prisoners of Zion, of all the Jews protesting in Russia, and he sat in prison. He was made into a saint, a fairly trustworthy saint. And then this book comes out that says it was a spy deal. Us prisoners in Russia never heard of Sharansky. There's something, well, he unmasked Sharansky, that this whole thing was a fraud perpetrated on the public, that Sharansky himself was never seen in prison by any Russian Jew. Oops, I'll tell you the end of the story. It's not a happy ending.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Gruber and Harris CPAs in Greeley remind our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris CPAs in Greeley, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to live, work, and raise a family, and they're on the air because they care. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Stamage, and he's talking about, of course, banning books. I would simply point out that the government doesn't ban books here in the United States. They just require that all government employees, if you have signed any sort of an agreement, and if you work for the FBI or the CIA or the NSA or any intelligence agency or most government agencies, you sign a statement that you will not certainly publish a book without it being gone over by the censors. And lots of times they simply will not allow the truth out. And then if you do write a book, why, of course, actually almost 90% of all the publishing is in the hands of five major corporations, all of which tie into the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, the Brotherhood of Darkness. So we don't really have freedom of the press here in America. Oh, you can get a book published, but you can't get it distributed. And many times they'll actually go in and buy up the books and destroy them. They do this sort of thing. They do it in America, unless, of course, you do something like Gary Allen did, and that is publish a small, inexpensive paper book, 7 to 10 million copies of it, and mail it out to your friends by the caseload, and that's how they were able to expose the Council on Foreign Relations in 72. But in 73, they organized the Trilateral Commission to continue on the program of betrayal of America. But go right ahead, Barry.
Well, I was
talking about what's going on in Israel.
Yeah, I was just talking about Sharansky, Natan Sharansky. Look, in the year that Bush attacked Iraq, Sharansky was a star on CNN. They really built him up, and he's just not charismatic enough to be a star. So he died down, and, well, in short, somebody in the government really, really did not want this book by Noodleman getting any publicity, and they tried to ban it. And there was a trial. Noodleman, who is a physician, they just broke him. The court found him guilty of libel and fined him $250,000, which from that point on he was impoverished. Yeah, it's a very, very risky thing in Israel to expose the leaders. They take revenge and it never stops. Now, I want to talk about this paranoia because it's not just Barack, it's also Netanyahu. What Netanyahu did is he's trying to pass a law that gives him a personal government security detail for 15 years after he leaves office. In Israel, you don't, you're prime minister after 5 years, there's no threat. Nobody is, you just live a normal life after that. You don't need a security detail. Nonetheless, to ask for that means that something is on Netanyahu's mind, that he has enemies. And he wants 15 years of security detail. He also, to make it look like it wasn't just for himself, he asked for the 15 years to be given also to Barack, the defense minister, as well as the head of the IDF and the Mossad. But more to the point, why? You know, it's never been an issue before. The reason why is he's terribly frightened of threat. And whether that's paranoid or not, you've got Barack banning a book and Netanyahu asking for a security detail all within 2 days of each other. These guys are getting very, very frightened. Not everybody looks at this, but I look at this. Look, what's going on with Barack and Netanyahu this week is incredible, incredible betrayal of their people. I don't know if they've ever gone this far, but this is starting to look like the end game where Israel thoroughly will be betrayed, its capital chopped up, all kinds of wacky ideas out there by November and a conference in Barcelona. The Middle East is going to be at peace, they tell us. Now, what Barack did, there was in place a housing freeze, and it will end after 10 months and a few days. Now, Netanyahu, see, this is the good cop, bad cop routine. Netanyahu has declared that when the freeze ends, building will begin, but his defense minister is looking for every legal way to suspend construction in Judea and Samaria ad infinitum. Right? There are 2,000 housing units that will be started on September 26th. There's a lot of money in this as well as the ideology, yet the defense minister wants to make sure the freeze continues. And the Americans, of course, want it to continue because the Palestinian Authority said it would quit their peace negotiations if the freeze was lifted. It's very messy, but Barack is doing the really, really bad stuff. Remember, and this I spoke about last week, but I'm going to remind you of this, that Barack September 3rd, had an interview in Haaretz newspaper where he said, we will be dividing Jerusalem. And by the way, he went into details, the Arabs get this neighborhood and we get that neighborhood. Now, this is the defense minister of the country who, again, is trying to not just divide Jerusalem, but he's also now trying to prevent the lifting of the housing freeze. what they're doing. Now, come now. This, he is the defense minister of Israel. Imagine if Robert Gates gave a press conference and announced that he was dividing Washington. All right? And it's a government decision when a defense minister says that. But there was no rebellion because, really, this is such an old game, and it's such a psychologically blatant game. They're playing good cop, bad cop. Netanyahu is a good cop. He is looking out for the interests of Israel. Barak is the bad cop. He's looking out for the interests of the Arabs. And I get this phenomenon. Just this week, I've been doing radio lately, my own radio show. I have three women on separately. Orly Tate, Tamar Yonah. It doesn't matter. Dr. Daisy Stern from Hebron. All of them defended Netanyahu. And I told them all, I said, you got to stop this. You got to stop saying he's such a good guy and Barak is a really bad guy. That's what they want you to do. It's Netanyahu's government. He has say over Barak. Barak just doesn't lift housing freezes or divide Jerusalem unless he's spoken to Netanyahu. It's not a monogamous government. Every one of them has a separate marriage to his clientele, and it's one government. And Netanyahu is letting Barak divide Jerusalem, and he is letting Barak find a way to make sure that the housing freeze continues. Well, he gets out of it smelling like roses. Barak does all the bad stuff, but the bad stuff gets done. And I just kept telling them over and over, you've got to get it out of your head that you just don't defend the prime minister and pour all your venom on the defense minister. It's Netanyahu's government and Netanyahu's record of pullouts, including Hebron unilaterally, is works against the security of Israel, yet somehow you keep defending the man. What is wrong with you? And again, it's an old routine, but it's being used on a whole country. And both men, believe me, are really, really planning a major betrayal of Israel. And both men this week got super paranoid. Again, that's why I brought this up. Banning a book, you do it quietly. If it's from the former prime minister, you sit him down and say this book won't be published. You don't make a big deal of it. And again, the security detail, all of these show that both men are extremely worried about secrets about them getting out to the public and worried that somebody's going to do something about it. And, well, that's the view from on top of the Israeli leadership. They're about, this week, they're about to do something. Probably they will find a way, in some way, to stop the lifting of the building freeze. And I'm going to tell you a weird way. This rumor is all over Israel, and it's supposed to get Netanyahu a free pass not to lift the building freeze. The rumor, and many people have sent me this, is that Netanyahu has made a deal with Obama, or is trying to make a deal with Obama, that you release Jonathan Pollard and I'll extend the building freeze. Now, in such a scenario, which the Israelis believe, and I know it can't be, because, look, without diving into the Pollard story, maybe I will, I've done it on your show, Pollard's material as a spy from 1984-85 was abused by the Prime Minister of Israel, Shimon Peres, now President, and he blackmailed Bush the father, and he created something called Iran-Contra. Pollard pretty well has to stay in prison. Again, make sure that the secret never gets out, and so on and so forth. But I'm not gonna do part of that. I'm only gonna talk about the rumor. If that happened to be true, Pollard would come true, Netanyahu would be a hero, and the freeze would go barely noticed. And that's the rumor floating around Israel right now.
Well, do the Israeli people realize that they're being totally manipulated, and that, you know, most of the political parties over there are really controlled by the same people? Do they really realize that Israeli foreign policy is being dictated by the Brotherhood of Darkness or by the elite over here?
Nah, they're dumbed down totally.
Well, how are we going to reach them and get them educated?
Well, again, the closest Israelis who understood my point of view, at least on Rabin, were the rabbis. But again, the rabbis are totally fatalistic. I'd give a lecture, and I think I was at every yeshiva in Israel giving this lecture. But the next day, it was back to ethics class, back to the Torah. Inasmuch as they're capable of hearing it, they're not capable. They think it's all in God's hands, and that you go back to the Torah and it'll all be better. And in fact, I don't even think that God would believe that. You've got to have a human will in there somewhere. And for some reason, they just don't. No, the Israeli people accept everything. They may disagree, but they accept the reality of what's handed to them, and they believe that it's just Barak and it's just Netanyahu, and they have no ties whatsoever to anything we call the CFR, which they've never heard of, or they've never heard of a Mediterranean Union. They don't even know there's a peace conference coming up in Barcelona. No, the Israeli people are remarkably Adish, I'm thinking in Hebrew, apathetic little puppets. No, they're easy to manipulate.
Can they hear the internet programs? Can they hear your internet program over there?
They don't speak English.
Oh, I see. Okay.
If I gave this kind of a talk in Hebrew, and by the way, there are conspiracy radio shows. Well, there's one, and I have spoken in Hebrew, but no, they don't know.
Hold up. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's Not Just Gyros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40-plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get to your PayPal button. But go right ahead.
Sure. The books are available at www.lulu.com. When you get to Lulu, you'll see a search box. Write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, that's Shamish, and you'll get to my books. The latest is called The Compromise Land. My website is barryshamish.com, and there is a PayPal button some people have found it, not many, but it's there. And if you want to donate, I will give you a whole package of CDs. I'll put it in the mail. You'll like the gift. And to get the CDs directly, I'll leave my phone number, 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079.
And those now, are actually DVDs, aren't they?
Pardon me?
Those are DVDs.
Well, there's CDs and DVDs.
Okay, fine.
Right, there's stuff for your car and there's stuff for your DVD player.
Right.
All righty. Now, again, back to this week where I'm watching Netanyahu and Barack do things this week that are, again, you have to have a certain sensitivity to the actions. You can break through the mask a bit by their behavior. And Barack committed Israel to an American defense system not just committed Israel. He bought, or the contract calls for the buying of 535 F-35s. These are stealth bombers. Now, I read the price, and I said, there's got to be a mistake here. I said, you can't. What, incredibly, Israel's paying around $500 million per plane. And I said, come on, an airplane for $500 million? I mean, what do you get for $500 million? Now, this is, well, Israelis are beginning to ask that if it's worth bankrupting the country for this plane, which, by the way, has all kinds of criticisms of it from professionals.
But and how many are they going to buy?
535. Their Air Force is 800.
Okay.
You know, that's rebuilding your Air Force.
$500 million here, $500 million there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money. Go ahead.
Well, in Israel's case, this is more. Look, we could do the math if you want. Multiply $500 million times 500. Israel can't afford a debt like that.
Sure.
The plane. Israel is relying on 20-year-old F-15s and F-16s. which, and it installs its own electronics and refits them and stuff, but they want a new era, not based on the F-15s and 16s. They want the F-35s, and this is all Barack. Barack is the defense minister. And when he leaves office, if all goes as planned, Israel's going to have a new Air Force. But again, you have to understand that everything has changed.
Yeah, but you're talking about $260-280 billion, Barry. That can't be right. You don't have
that. That's what I said. But
you can buy all of Israel for that.
If it's over 20 years and you pay it, look, this is a big deal in Israel. People are really, really upset about this deal. And again, usually when you buy planes, you buy 20 at a time, not 535. Nonetheless, there's a real problem in that the war scene has changed, and F-35s can't stop a rocket or a missile. And it's, look, it's a very heavy plane, and now you've got drones that are far more agile, and you've got to deal with that, and this plane doesn't deal with that at all. And, well, I think Barack's utter paranoia, along with some squeeze from America, caused Israel to walk into a disaster of a deal. Its military will be saddled with a new Air Force that may or may not be any good. Now, that
will be wonderful for production here in the United States. It'll keep our production lines going.
Yeah, well, that's terrific. Meanwhile, the buyer is going to have to mortgage his country to buy them.
Absolutely. And this is the sort of thing that has been going on for a long time, as we've gotten other countries to get themselves head over heels in debt, a debt that they can never possibly pay off.
Well, again, I'm looking at the mentality of Barack. I think that he, right now, is truly paranoid, the real thing.
And you're only paranoid when you imagine people are against you. If they really are against you, why, it's not paranoia.
Well, then it's, I don't know about that. I've heard that definition. You can have a combination in there. You may have enemies and you may not have enemies, and you combine them. But, look, you don't trust Barack to make a deal for anything in Israel. There's something wrong with him.
Right.
So, and now this goes back a long, long time, and I have done whole shows on Barack just with you. His decision making is flawed, and Jews die in the wake of it. And this decision isn't just a small time decision. It involves the entire Israeli economy for decades. And, well, that's what he did. Now, again, we're talking Netanyahu Barack today. At least I'm trying to just talk about the prime minister and what he's doing, and the defense minister and what he's doing. Again, with this F-35 deal, which is front page news in Israel, by the way, where's Netanyahu? He's the prime minister. Why doesn't he say we're going to get the airplanes for the following reasons? Why leave it to Barack to announce this thing as if Netanyahu wasn't alive and prime minister of Israel? I'm not sure I'm getting this. I'd be better a second time around. You've got two. You've got a good cop and you've got a bad cop. The bad cop has announced that Israel is going to buy 535 overpriced, underperforming jets from the United States. And the good cop doesn't say a word. But there's another side to this, and I'm going to give a report, and I accept this report. It just fits so perfectly with what is going on. Back to Netanyahu. Now, you know that George Mitchell of the Council on Foreign Relations is the special Middle East envoy. I mean, you're aware of that, right?
Right.
He's
Hold
the
on,
peacemaker
we'll be back
right
in
now.
A moment with Barry Shamish.
the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction at hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
The Colorado Right to Life annual banquet will take place on Saturday, October 2nd at the Renaissance Hotel, located at 38th and Quebec in Denver, Colorado. Reception begins at 6 o'clock and dinner is at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $75. Support the Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and Barry is talking about what's going on in Israel and how they're playing games with the minds of the Israeli people. Good cop, bad cop. Netanyahu, of course, is an extension of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is telling him what to do. He's the good cop, and Barack, who's also an extension of the American establishment, he's the bad cop. And the people rally behind Netanyahu, criticize Barack, and don't understand it's all a game. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, look who's in the Middle East making peace this week. It's George Mitchell and Hillary Clinton.
Both of the Council on Foreign Relations, right?
Well, her husband is, and he is. So you've got the CFR. Remember, this is the same team that Bill Clinton sent to Israel in the mid-90s. Nothing has changed. What have we got? George Mitchell, what is he, an expert on the Middle East? Hillary Clinton is an expert on peace. You've got the same gang back in Israel. And just to remind you, the mid-90s were under this gang. Israel went... Israel imploded and Rabin was murdered, and they didn't bring any joy to Israel last time around. And this report it's an Arab report as well, but it's again floating around Israel, is that Mitchell told Netanyahu, it doesn't matter if Netanyahu offered or Mitchell told, all right? Netanyahu gave him maps of the Golan Heights to pass on to Syrian President Bashar Assad that Israel is willing to get off the Golan Heights in 10 to 15 years using these stages. Now, look, the Israeli public didn't agree to that. This is secret diplomacy. The Israeli public feels a lot better on the Golan Heights than without the Golan Heights. But Netanyahu did this. We're talking about major betrayal going on, and it's very, very, it's in high gear now. People don't understand that it's in high gear. That's what the article I just wrote about. Again, write me if you want to see the article. What you've got now is a Netanyahu who has presented this map of withdrawing from the Golan Heights to two people, President Barack Obama, two leaders, I should say, President Barack Obama and French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Now, you should be asking, if you can follow all this, why Sarkozy? Why would Netanyahu agree to withdraw from the Golan Heights and have to prove it to Sarkozy? Obama supposedly Israel's closest ally and whatever. All right. Why Sarkozy?
Well, I think for our listeners, Sarkozy is the Prime Minister of France. Go ahead.
Well, he's the President of France.
Okay, President of France.
Well, the reason is, again, something I've been writing about. There is an organization that is going to have a peace conference in Barcelona on November 20th. They have promised that the Middle East will be at peace their way, of course. Sarkozy, along with Mubarak of Egypt, are the co-chairs of the Mediterranean Union. Netanyahu has got to get permission from both the Americans and ultimately it's the Vatican. And we can talk about the Mediterranean Union based in Spain, supposedly begun by King Juan Carlos. But this is the heavy hitter of Europe is now the Mediterranean Union. And Netanyahu had to give the map because come November, they're going to be deciding the fate of Israel. Oh boy! You know, people tell me that I'm writing prophetic literature. There's nothing prophetic about this. This is the news. This is all I'm doing is reporting the news. Jerusalem will be divided because the Mediterranean Union, that is their policy, and it has been from day one of this peace process. The Mediterranean Union is the latest transfiguration of the Vatican diplomacy, and there is nothing prophetic about that. This is actually happening. So Netanyahu, again, behind the backs of the Israelis, gives George Mitchell the map after President Obama and French President Sarkozy approve of it. Now, this is not a simple story because there are too many details left out, but the main detail is that Netanyahu is being real tough, right? His opening conditions are that Syria cut... In order for Israel to give back the Golan Heights, that Syria cuts off relations with Hezbollah, Hamas, and Iran. Which, you know, again, the Israelis will say, well, that's smart because they'll never do it. No, that's not smart. Once you put a withdrawal on the table, you are eventually going to withdraw. That's the issue, not the opening conditions of Netanyahu, which are irrelevant. It's the fact that he gave Obama, Sarkozy, and Mitchell a map of Israeli withdrawal from the Golan Heights to be passed on to Assad, President Assad of Syria. I'm telling you, the betrayal's going on right now.
I think it's important for our listeners to realize that if Israel withdraws from the Golan Heights, then, of course, that whole section of Israel is not defensible. This is basically a surrender of the sovereignty of Israel, of that region of Israel.
Well, and not to a very sympathetic country. The last people you want to give the heights to are the Syrians, but that's what's going on. That's in the peacemaking, and right now, I'm going to reiterate what I've been trying to say. Prime Minister Netanyahu, the good cop, is doing all kinds of bad cop things in a good cop way. The Syrians will never agree to this because they have to cut off relations with Iran. Oops, I hear
me. Out of time. God bless. Talk to you later. Bye.
We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. Hope you enjoy Barry. And basically what he's telling you is the fact that the Israeli government is under the control of the Council on Foreign Relations. But, of course, the Israelis don't know that. The American people don't know that. The people, and, of course, it's the CFR, is simply a front for the Trilateral Commission. That's the what you see, the real power structure, is the Trilateral Commission. And behind that is a small number of people who rule the world. And behind them are powerful spiritual forces. If you've not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand what this is really all about, you need to read it and or watch the DVD by the same name. And if you can't afford it, it's on our website at radioliberty.com. It's the first video under the video section. You can watch it for nothing and begin to understand what this is all about. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization, and most people have no idea that our leaders are betraying us. They're using the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. They are shipping our factories and our jobs and our wealth overseas so that we can lower our living standards and raise living standards throughout the world. That is the plan. It's laid out in the Earth Charter. Read it and weep, and then help us get the information out. Don't just sit down and feel sorry about it. They can only accomplish this if good people do nothing. And men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. If you want our information, our books, our videos, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We want to remind you about our all-day conference on the 17th of October. As we bring speakers in from across the country, it's going to be a great conference as always, and of course you'll need reservations. We're serving lunch. Doors open at 8. We'll go through to 5 o'clock, and it'll be a fascinating day as it always is. Again, our number for reservations, 1-800-544-8927. We want to remind you we have the DVDs, certainly Alex Jones DVDs on Police State 4, Loose Chains, the final cut, and The Invisible Empire. And then, of course, we have the excellent DVD by Catherine Albrecht, The Surveillance Society. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are being watched. Even the new little laptop computers have cameras in them. And of course, that's so you can talk to your friends. Isn't that nice? You'll see it at the top of the screen there. But of course, they can also watch you when you don't know. They can actually turn your computer on remotely if you have on broadband. Now we have what they described in 1984, the same way with your cell phone. They can turn that on and listen to your conversations. They say, why would they want to? Well, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that everybody is a potential suspect in the tragic new world that's unfolding of 1984. It's all coming to pass because, of course, the spiritual forces want everybody under surveillance. And believe me, they watch us with the satellites. Why are they putting up new satellites? I mean, are we spying on the communists in Russia or in China? Or are we watching the American people from space? And ladies and gentlemen, they can read your license plate. They can read your newspaper from outer space. They have that definition. Isn't it wonderful what we do with our tax money so they can watch the American people? You need to get the material available from Radio Liberty. You need, want to know how they're poisoning our children. The DVD,